cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be the city dump after hours when you're just strolling through the rubbish trying to find a new couch. And then you end up using that couch for something completely different.
All right.
And way better than what you had intended on using it for. The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week, we scour the website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first Craigslist misconnection is titled Hella Sick Tender Babe.
Oh,
what's up, man for woman, 24 miles away. Says, I saw your pic, and I swiped right on you so hard. You, pale, thicker version of that one hot Disney princess with cleavage.
That does not narrow them down at all.
Me, ripped, outstanding young gentleman that is one hell of a good guy. When I saw your pic, you made me start TWIDing myself. Stands for tendering while driving.
Oh.
Your ridiculously sexy mirror selfie hit me like an anvil to the face. At one point, I imagined our lives together, you and me building a sick sandcastle on an isolated beach, and taking body shots off each other while our children played in the waves.
I like how most people think of, you know, like a house and a picket fence and a dog and 2.5 kids.
This guy's like body shots.
Yep.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, a guy can dream, right? Not sure if you had a chance to swipe right on me yet, but if you're having any doubts, just know this. Spider-Man calls me his hero. I'm that
good
awesome.
One.
So what are you waiting for? Let's match, then attach. Feel me? Augustine. Sounds like a hella good dude.
Yeah, he does.
This next Craigslist misconnection is titled, I want you to turn my pages like an old phone book. Woman for man in the library. As we were sitting at the same reading table, you were perusing a book about Gandhi. Mm. I loved the way you would lick your fingers before turning the page.
Oh, creepy.
Oh, man.
I was the heavy-chested brunette with more than the normal amount of hair.
Oh. What?
I can't be positive, but when I was watching you, you hid your face behind your book. Are you shy? Don't be nervous. I don't bite. I just nibble like a playful little bunny who needs her next meal.
God, it's so
this awkward. Might be the creepiest woman I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Usually it's a dude doing this.
Yeah, I'm proud of her for representing the female side in the creepy library section.
You may have also noticed that I kept getting up and walking by to see if I could smell your scent.
Oh
my God.
But I couldn't get close enough. I must admit, I got a little frustrated and said a curse word you may have heard.
Okay, can you imagine someone just walking back and forth behind you, like cussing to themselves?
Yeah.
Since then, my anger has subsided. But you haven't been back at the library in 2 weeks since I last saw you. So the big question that we're probably both asking ourselves, is it because the Gandhi book sucked? Talk to me. I don't think it has anything to do with the Gandhi book.
No, that's not the question anyone's asking.
I think it has to do with the crazy lady with a lot of hair who keeps walking by him and cussing.
Smelling.
Yeah, that's from Marjorie. This next Craigslist misconnection titled, We Touch Tongues. Man for woman, 46, country bar. We have a lot of misconnections from the country bars. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Good pours.
It says, you and I met last night at the late happy hour. I was the scraggly looking dude with the ketchup crusted beard.
Gross,
and a missing pointer finger.
Oh, a missing finger.
You were the toothy blonde with bushy eyebrows that looked like they were about to go to harvest.
Did he call her toothy?
Yeah.
He got more teeth than most women.
And I actually really enjoy his eyebrow description. I feel like that's what mine look like before I need to go in and get him taken care of.
Says, I bought you a drink, and you asked me how I lost my finger. I told you I got rid of it years ago because it was holding me back. Or how many times he's used that joke on somebody.
I think it's kind of funny.
I liked how you laughed nervously after I said that. The sound of your tender giggle made me feel like I could probe you further. I asked you deep personal questions about your life, questions that no man should ever ask a woman.
Then why did you do it?
Yeah, don't do it.
But you answered all of them without hesitation. Then suddenly, I noticed your eyes whispering two words, and those words were, take me.
Obviously he was interpreting something wrong during this.
Goes on to say, my tongue was within striking distance of your mouth.
Oh, gross.
But before I knew it, You were getting an emergency phone call and you left in a scurry.
Oh, of course.
What a coincidence.
Right?
Or karma for all those bad things that I've done.
No. Oh. She just wanted a free drink, buddy.
Either way, I do know this. I want to make it all right by doing one more bad thing with you. Get in touch at your earliest convenience so we can meet up and make love.
Oh, I love
that's
that
from Dale.
A country gentleman named Dale calls it making love.
Yeah.
With
a big ketchup beard and a missing pointer finger. Let's make love.